You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with me, your host, DJ Teddy, and
DJ Claire.
We got a great mix for you guys today. Claire, what's on your mind?
Mostly Donald Trump right now, I'm not going to lie, although I wish it weren't true.
Claire, why would that be?
You know, he just had a few interviews recently that just, if possible, turned me off even more. I can't even find the words right now. I'm sorry.
Now, Claire, which interview in specific?
Specifically, I would say the one in which he spoke about Andrew Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Do you like my leading questions?
Yeah,
I either feel like I'm giving you a direct examination in a court of law or like we're doing a weird PSA, but actually tell me about it.
Okay, so I did some research because I had heard that he said some dumb things, but I wasn't sure exactly what they were. So
now, did you believe that our president of the United States would do some dumb things?
No, it sounded, frankly, like fake news to me.
Sounds unbelievable.
Yeah.
Has to be an alternative fact.
That's what I was thinking.
Claire, tell me what happened.
Turns out it's not an alternative fact because he actually said it. All right, this is a direct quote. It's pretty long.
Trigger warning or disclaimer or something. This is not the liberal media. This is an objective quote.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And the fact that it doesn't make sense is not me misreading it. Mm-hmm. Also, it's a direct quote. Okay.
I feel like people are going to get angry. They're going to be like, liberal radio, liberal media. This is just a fact. Okay. This is just something someone said.
Here we go. I mean, had Andrew Jackson been a little later, you wouldn't have had the Civil War. He was a very tough person, but he had a big heart. He was really angry that he saw what was happening with regard to the Civil War. He said, quote, there's no reason for this, unquote. People don't realize, you know, the Civil War, if you think about it, why? People don't ask that question. But why was there the Civil War? Why could that one not have been worked out?
And let me get this straight. Andrew Jackson died 16 years before the Civil War began, correct?
Correct. Andrew Jackson died in 1845.
There we go.
Civil War started 1861. To be clear, mm-hmm. Facts, not alternative facts. Those are facts.
This is like Justin Bieber and the Revolutionary War.
Yes.
He was, okay, wait.
He's angry, but he had a
but he had a big heart. Now we're going to listen to a little clip of Trump actually saying that.
Thank
Ready?
God.
I mean, had Andrew Jackson been a little later, you wouldn't have had the Civil War. He was a very tough person, but he had a big heart, bigly heart. He was really angry that he saw what was happening with regard to the Civil War. He said, there's no reason for this. People don't realize, you know, the Civil War, you think about it. Why?
Wow.
Wow.
That sounded like a gremlin from the woods.
And it sounded like Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. Spot on impression. Okay, so that's crazy. Man's never picked up a history textbook. I mean, kids in A-Push are like rolling in their graves.
I know,
and they're
seriously
rolling in their classrooms. Like,
they're like, we actually have to know this stuff to get into college.
It's I would take a 16-year-old from like Mississippi in an A-Push class our president over this gremlin Cheeto man. This is the liberal media. Just to be
in the
interest of transparency. This is we're just going all in now. We just hate him. That's all.
Can't deny it.
Yeah. Not going to deny it either.
No.
Okay, you guys ready to listen to some songs?
Yeah.
Wow. real quick, our phone number is 610-330-5316 if you want to call in and berate us about our political views.
Please do.
Completely expletive free, of course. If you want to call in and tell us about your favorite celebrity, what you ate for breakfast, what socks you're wearing,
looking for input about the Met Gala,
just looking to talk
in
to you
particular gala.
Yeah, exactly, gala, we are, because we're gonna discuss that. If you can give us insight onto whether it's gala or gala
or why it exists,
gala could be it
also, that
it could be that, or why it exists. Yeah, that would be really helpful. And I mean, we're giving you a free opportunity to
talk
basically
to
become famous, so I would take it.
Yeah.
Okay, so our first three songs are going to be The Suburbs by Mr. Little Jeans, Drops of Jupiter by Train.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Right, and then Crazy in Love, which is a Beyonce cover, but it's going to be done by O Wonder. So stay tuned. We'll be back with more Met Gala.
Wow.
Met Gala facts, and talk to you guys in a few.
damage is done. But if it's too much to ask, if it's too much to ask, then send me a song. Under the overpass, in the parking lot, we're still waiting, it's already past. So move your feet from our pavement and into the grass, 'cause it's already past, already past.
Me while you were looking for yourself out there. And we're back. Hey guys, We had two great covers in there. The Suburbs is originally by Arcade Fire, and then Crazy in Love originally by Beyonce. Hi, Mom. I know you're listening because you were having trouble hearing me at first, but it was just a problem with her iPad, so don't worry, guys. My mom can now hear me. Okay, we're going to talk about a few things real quick. Going to go back to the Trump thing briefly. Everyone, like, I've heard a lot of people trying to be like, well, like, I mean, Andrew Jackson did, or, like, try to, like, impose some kind of... Everyone's trying to play devil's advocate. And you know that post...
You mean, like, on the side of Donald Trump? Like, giving some credit?
Yeah,
okay.
You know that post that girl in our class made? Like, everyone's trying to play devil's advocate. Devil don't need an advocate.
Oh, yes!
That's my new... That's, like, my new go-to. Like, yeah, stop trying to play devil's advocate. Devil don't need an advocate.
Like,
he good.
The devil.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to advocate for the devil.
So, our iconic post of the year goes to Nina from our poly theory class.
Yeah, seriously.
Devil don't need an advocate. He good.
Yeah. Seriously.
Thanks, Nina. Okay, next we want to talk about the Met Gala real quick. I'm going to throw a few celebrities at you. I just want to get your opinions on them because I'm looking at a BuzzFeed article about what everyone wore to the 2017 Met Gala.
Okay.
We're going to start with Kylie Jenner. One word to describe her, shapeshifter.
Yes,
what do you think?
Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
Okay, Katy Perry. I know this is two words, but weird aunt.
And also, ouch.
Yeah,
definitely
also
the fire
ouch.
Aunt.
Okay, Rihanna, ready? You say your one word, I'll say my one word.
Sedimentary rock.
Rihanna, sedimentary rock?
Yeah. It's got the layering.
Not like what she's wearing, just her as a person.
Oh, not sedimentary
rock. Yeah.
Fire.
Hey, I think she's cool. We're gonna skip Jessica Chastain, I don't really care about her. Julianne Moore is so cute, that's all. She's just adorable.
Oh, my gosh.
She's been killing it, right?
Madonna? Look at Madonna.
Oh, my gosh. Give me a second. I was
just... I'm sorry. Did I ruin your bit?
You did ruin my bit. Lily Rose Depp looks like Lily Rose Depp. Celebrities are so boring. I'm X-ing out right now. I don't care enough about this bit to even finish it.
I know. Seriously.
I'm just depressed now. I'm gonna try and do hard drugs.
Why
I don't know.
This even exists? Okay.
Okay, let me know. One thing to cheer myself up. One thing I'm really excited about is I'm doing a book club with some friends this summer.
Wow, that's so exciting.
This is where I talk about this because I know my parents are listening and they think I just like do nothing in college, but I want them to know I'm still a good studious little kid. Join my book club. It's like Oprah Winfrey's, except a lot better. Received critical acclaim by thousands of celebrities. You lose weight when you're doing my book club. You actually do.
Why is that?
Because your eyes move so fast, you burn calories when you're reading. And then the last thing we want to talk about is baby names real quick. Little known fact, I'm a huge fan of bougie baby names. But do white people cross the line when they name their babies? And I'm going to go with yes.
Yes.
So my baby names, I like Violet. It's pretty.
Yeah.
Trinity. That's if my baby has three heads. Like if triplets like absorb into one, then I'll call her Trinity.
Yeah.
Olsen, Henley, Berkeley. She's going Ivy's.
Like?
These are names that I like.
Okay.
Renly, Marjorie. Yes, I love Game of Thrones. It's from Game of Thrones. And then Lorraine. Also, Mom, I'm not bringing this up for any reason. Don't worry.
I did some research, and I found an article called Bohemian Artsy Baby Names. So
it's gonna be like Raindrop, isn't it?
A little tasty. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Give me a little tasty.
Okay, so here we go. Saffron. Lyric. Story. River. Melody. Ocean. Ocean.
These are just straight hippie.
Chivalry.
Hippie. Chivalry?
Breeze.
Stop.
Woody.
Woody?
Alchemy.
Can you imagine having a two-month-old named Woody? Named
no.
Alchemy?
No.
This has to be a meme article.
Yeah, no, seriously. Flint.
Is that when you, like, starve your baby?
Flint. You know what? I can't explain any of these. Oh, chakra? That's like... This is supposed to be, like, your energies. Aren't there, like, different chakras?
Okay, wait. We're low on time, but let me throw in a few of my own. I found some terrible white people baby names. Krelin. I feel like that's every baby name is, like, something Lynn or, like, McKin or Jaden or...
Mm-hmm.
I saw this one Yahoo Answers post that was, like, is Legna a pretty name for a girl? Because it's angel spelled backwards.
Oh.
Baby Legna. And then, lastly, I don't know if you guys have seen this. It's this picture of, like... this like this like white girl's baby shower, and it has all her potential baby names crossed out, and then the one is circle. Okay, so here are the no-goes: Taylee, McCarty, Navy, Maylee, and then the one she chose was Lakin.
Beautiful.
The point to all of this, I just want to make a little point, is that, like, I feel like white people so often, like, just disregard names that, like, they can't understand or, like, they don't get, and then they have the nerve to name their babies, like, McCarlakin.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, after, like just, like, sounds.
Yeah, exactly. After reading about it on the internet.
Pepsikin. Yeah, I know. So,
also, Legna sounds like some sort of disease, doesn't it?
I think it is. I think
like
it's an
when
infection.
Like your leg and your knee. Like,
okay, so I was so busy jamming out Drops of Jupiter, I didn't really have time to prepare this PSA, but here goes. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer.
But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to.
If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer.
Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help.
Well, that was one of our more coherent PSAs. Here's I'll Be Your Man by James Blunt, Weathered by Jack Garrett, and then Simple Man by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Too many voices, too many noises, invisible wires keeping us apart. So many choices, but they're all disappointments. And they only steal me away from you. Climb into our own private bubble. Let's get into all kinds of trouble. Slide over here, let your hands feel the way. There's no better method to communicate. Girl, stop your talking words, just get in the way. I'll be your man. Come over from the end of the sofa. I'll be your man. I'll be your man. So many faces staring at their shoelaces when all anyone wants is to be seen. So tonight, let's be honest, we all want to be wanted. And darling, you got me wanting you. Everything that I'm trying to say just sounds like a worn-out cliche. Slide over here, let your hands feel the way. There's no better method to communicate. Girl, stop your talking words, just get in the way. I'll be your man. Come over from the end of the sofa. I'll be your man. I'll be your man. Well, all we are looking for, someone we just can't ignore. It's real love dripping from my heart. You got me tripping. Well, all we are looking for. I'll be your man. I'll be
misguided when youth stayed, youth stayed. Till the second round. When I grow old, the sun will cold shine on every youth stain, youth stain. Never settling down.
What's up with you?
Not much, you know.
We just watched the best video of a baby throwing up on Facebook.
Yeah, it was iconic.
It was iconic. That baby is, I think
it threw up more than its body weight.
Actually. It threw up so much. Really great video. Honestly, if you went on, like, your Facebook, you'd probably see it right now. That's how much I feel like videos on Facebook are shared.
Yeah, please do, actually.
It's just like, please go do that right now. Claire, do you have any jokes or anything? Actually, we're kind of tight on time.
No, I wasn't.
You didn't anyway, good. Did you?
Yeah, please
okay,
don't.
Okay, let's
make
do a PSA. Let's let the music speak for itself. We're pretty lame.
Beautiful.
I know. I'm sorry, I had to burp. Let's do this thing. Ready? We're just gonna play a little. It's a little word game, a little word talk, a little word chat. I'm gonna say a word, and Claire's gonna say a synonym. Ready?
I'm not smart enough for this.
Wash.
Clean.
Surfaces.
Things.
Utensils.
Forks.
And hands.
Make better.
With.
Cone.
Wait, what did you say for? Are you just saying words?
Yes. No, cone. That's Spanish for with.
Okay, how about every few words you'll say a synonym? Yes, this is going to work for you. With soapy water.
Agua.
While preparing food.
Comida.
Don't just say the Spanish. That's such easy. A cop-out.
Okay, food.
Especially when handling raw meats.
Beef.
I'm going to do this by myself.
Yeah, please do.
Raw meats, flesh, or eggs.
Let me eggs. Read this.
Okay, just, yeah.
All right, we're going to start over.
Mom, Dad, I'm so sorry.
Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands.
Palms.
With soapy water while preparing food.
Yummies.
Especially when handling.
Touching.
Raw meats or eggs.
Balls of protein.
Raw food may contain bacteria.
Algae.
That can make you very sick.
Ill.
Or worse.
Oh no!
1 in 6 Americans will get sick.
Ill.
From food poisoning.
Disaster.
This year. And roughly 3,000 will die.
Decease.
But you can keep your family.
People.
Safer by cleaning with soap and water.
Juice.
As you go. Learn more about this and other important.
Vital.
Information.
Things.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov.
That's foodsafety.gov.
A public service announcement.
Brought to you by
the USDA, HHS, and the
Ad Council. I do these in my sleep, guys. I wasn't even looking at that. Like, I'm not even joking. I was with Henry, who has the next show after me, one time, and like someone said like something about like cleaning surfaces or utensils or something. Also, I don't know if I'm making this story up or it actually happened. But like as soon as someone was like, yeah, like you should probably wash, and I was like, wash surfaces with best way to keep your family safe, thermometer. Roughly 1 in 16 will get sick, roughly 3,000 will die.
It's built into your person.
I actually believe that the FCC is brainwashing me into becoming a PSA bot.
You're probably right about that.
I feel like they're gonna burst in with like
you know too much
and lock me up right now. Yeah, if I go missing, it's the FCC. I'm not even joking. Okay, our next three songs are gonna be Past Lives by Borns, which it's one of those songs where I listened to it was like one of my favorite songs 2 years ago, and I listened to it and I was like, this is such a banger, oh my gosh, I love this song. And then we're gonna listen to Dance So Good by Wakey Wakey and Down by the River by Milky Chance. Shout out to my friend Lauren Cameron, who actually showed me all these songs. She's headed to UCLA next year. Lauren Cameron, you rock. Okay.
Fly high through the cities and the And I remember when you lost your head. Sometimes I wonder how you stay so sad when you're so beautiful. And I remember every word you said, how you were scared because you'd never been somewhere so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So tell me why we're talking when we dance so good. So tell me why we're talking when we dance so good. And I know you can't stay, but I wish you would. Yeah, I wish you would. Yeah, I wish you would. So now you tell me that you're on the mend. Sometimes I wonder how you don't go mad when you're so beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. So tell me why we're talking when we dance so good. So tell me why we're talking when we dance so good. And I know you can't stay, but I wish you would. Yeah, I wish you would. Yeah, I wish you would. Remember when you lost your head? Sometimes I wonder how you stay so sad when you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. So beautiful. So beautiful. I wish you would, yeah, I wish you would.
Of oblivion into the lover's place. I was stuck in a puddle full of tears and unwise. Stuck doing snow and oh, that we've paid unlike. And you know, hey, when we walk down the road, I feel like we can throw away the forces of a past. And I know, too, it's been the hardest days for you. Let's throw them out the window, that's what those lovers do.
causes of a bad stand. I know, too, it's been the hardest days for you. Let's throw them out the window, that's what those lovers do.
it's 1 o'clock. Super fast PSA, and then I gotta get out of here and go to my Russian class. If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma, but need a little more motivation to get on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center. Call 1-877-38 minus your GED, or visit yourged.org for your GED pep talk.